Well, this could be a little short interview, this one. Because he's a Panther. He's from Penrith. Well, he's currently in Penrith. And
Currently.
I'm not too sure if anyone from there, that entire region, is actually talking to you, Laurie Daly.
Oh, please, TK. Please.
I think we've all moved on. Jimmy Maloney, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Jeez, Loz. Jeez, he's upset everybody out there at the foot of the Blue Mountains, mate.
I heard. No good, Loz. They're all great people out here.
I know they are, Jimmy. I know they are. Look, man, you were still talking, though.
Just.
Yeah, we're through, mate.
I tell you what, though, mate. It's an off-season we'd rather forget in rugby league,
true.
Though. Yeah, look, it hasn't been ideal, obviously. That's all we've been speaking about for, you know, far too long now. So I think, you know, across the game everywhere, everyone's just excited to lace up the boots for round one this weekend and then start talking about team performances and stuff from the weekend, and that'll be a nice change.
Yeah, and I'm not going to harp on about it, Jimmy, but just a reaction, if I possibly can, in the last 24 hours, that no-fault rule has been ratified by the National Rugby League. I believe there was no consultation with the Players Association, and you're the player's voice from the Players Association. Do you have an initial thought on the no-fault rule and how it's going to be? Well, it's introduced already. We've got three players missing straight away under it.
Yeah, look, I think that was, from a player's perspective, that was the most disappointing thing, that, you know, it wasn't really done in consultation with the Players Association. You know, we just agreed to a whole heap of terms and of employment under the CBA last year, and wanted to be partners in the game, and it doesn't seem like that much of a partnership, you know, in terms of bringing in this rule. So I think Jack's going to argue it on Thursday, and we'll find out sort of where we sit after that.
Yeah, I think everyone will have a you know, more clarity on the situation and what you can do and what you can't do. But we want to talk footy, Jimmy. The Penrith off-season, how's it been under a different coach in Ivan Cleary? You're one of the lucky ones, I suppose. You've played under Ivan before a couple of years ago. What's he sort of brought to the club this year that will make a difference in terms of you guys going on and hopefully winning the premiership?
Yeah, look, he's been really good. You know, obviously, I've played under Ivan, you know, near 10 years ago now, and a few of the older boys had some years under him when he was at Penrith earlier. So, you know, a little bit of a different style. You know, probably be more hands on the ball over pre-season and shorter, sharper work rather than sort of the longer running and things like that. That's probably been a noticeable difference in how we've been training. And we've had a real big focus defensively. You know, I think everyone can probably realise that, you know, Penrith is a side with plenty of ability and can find points. But I think last year we went through patches where we were really strong defensively and held sides to nil and went through plenty of halves of pretty keeping sides scoreless, but then also went the other way and probably leaked too many easy points. So that's been a real focus, as well as probably the start of games.
Yeah, I remember last year you could give up a lead, and it finally came back to haunt you, didn't it, in that semi-final against the Sharks, I think you're up 18-0. But throughout the year, you were giving up big leads and running teams down or just failing to get there in the end. And you can't afford to do that in this competition.
Nah, mate, it makes it too hard. So, you know, ideally, that's sort of where we want to start, with a real strong defensive foundation. And then, you know, I suppose if worst the case scenario happens and you do happen to start slow, then hopefully you're only chasing 6 points or something rather than 18, 20 odd, and then you'll be a lot more comfortable. So, yeah, it's definitely been a focus, and I suppose we'll get to test it out on Sunday, Arvo.
You're a bit like the autumn sun, mate, last year. Kept giving away those those big leads and just getting there on the line.
And it would have been nice if we kept getting there, but unfortunately we just missed a couple of times.
Hey, Jimmy, on a personal level, we'll, you had that neck injury at the back end of last year, battered and bruised, you've had it, so I'll get an update there. And a ball hasn't been kicked yet, and you seem to be under siege a little bit as a 5/8, I guess, when people talk about New South Wales. Have you got thoughts?
Yeah, well, I suppose firstly there's a question on the neck. The neck's been really good. I had some off-season surgery to clear out the issue. And, you know, in terms of the body, it probably kept me a little bit fresh because I didn't do any sort of contact work pre-Christmas. So that's probably kept me fresh now that I'm getting a little bit older. And, I suppose in terms of that, Origin talk always starts really early. It's just the nature of what it is. It's so important and it's such a big thing that, you know, people love talking about it really early. So, look, I haven't read too much of what's been said, or I try and stay away from all the sort of rubbish in the papers. So, all I know is if I'm playing good footy, come time, and I'd be hoping that I'm there.
Yeah, I think you will be there, Jimmy, if you're playing good football. I think that you certainly showed your experience and your game management skills last year, and without you being there last year, I doubt whether New South Wales would have won that series. But
correct.
Ivan Cleary and Nathan Cleary, I think that's what everyone sort of wants to know, the dynamics and how it's working, and have they had any blow-ups yet, and how's the dynamics sort of working out there?
Yeah, it's really good. They've got a really good relationship. You know, it's probably, I don't think I could have ever played under my old man. I just, not the same sort of dynamic. But, you know, I think Nathan, like, he's so much like Ivan, very, very calm and composed and very relaxed. They're very close and get on really well. And to be honest, half the time you forget that it's, a father-son relationship. It's just sort of, coach and halfback going on. So, I suppose that there's no strain or anything on the relationship at the moment. There hasn't been anything happen, and, results haven't gone against you, any of that sort of stuff, I suppose. The highs and lows of the footy season, That'll be the challenge and things like that. But at the moment, mate, it's pretty silent.
How many of their cars have you actually washed so far this season, Jimmy, both Nathan and... I mean, you've got to be nice to Nathan, don't you? Otherwise, he'll get you in trouble with Dad.
Nath actually comes around and washed my car.
Hey, Jimmy, I'm interested to hear your thoughts. And I know it's only trial matches, so things happen. But you played Parramatta in that trial match and they actually dusted you up. So were you disappointed with that, or was it just the way that the game happened? You rotated players and you didn't have your sort of best 17 out there? Or how did it unfold, and what did you take out of that trial?
We were pretty strong. I think it was more a case of we were probably a little bit relaxed just going into it as a trial. They looked pretty keen and on. So they probably just got us from the get go, just in enthusiasm, and we probably never turned it over the 80 minute trial. So things to work on there. Nothing that we're overly concerned of.
Yep.
I think that can tend to happen. You know, you find out even throughout the season, you don't need to be off by much, and, the results can, the flow-on effect from that can be, pretty massive in terms of momentum in games. So, I don't think there's any excuses come Sunday to go out complacent or whatever. And I think, we'll put in a much different showing.
You're missing one of your major strike weapons. It's sort of, I think people maybe have forgotten, but Kikau's not going to be there for the start of the season. It's a massive blow to any side. I know you've got great depth and all that sort of thing, Jimmy, but, geez, mate, he's the X factor.
Mate, it's a big loss. There's no secret how important he is to our team. As you said, we'll have to bring someone else in, and we've... you know, we've got replacements, but you're not replacing a kick out with a kick out, that's for sure. So, you know, it's it is a bit of a blow. The good news is, you know, it's only a few rounds, hopefully, and then we'll get the big fella back out there. So, he's working away, and we'll look forward to getting him back as soon as we can.
Yeah, well, we wish you all the best, mate. It's going to be another long season. We all can't wait for the footy to start. Good luck against Parramatta on Sunday, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Cheers, guys. Always a pleasure.
Good, mate. You going out there to Penrith on the weekend?
I am, actually. Jimmy's taking me.
You got security?
No, I'm okay, TK.
Of course you should be okay.
I'm okay.